Henry Schulman joins us, of course, from the Chronicle. He covers the Giants on the beat. Henry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Henry.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, what a game last night. Just your general reaction to it. And I left it about the seventh inning, because I had to be here at 8 a.m. I thought maybe, I'll catch a couple innings at home. And, at a quarter to one on the couch, I was still watching the game.
Wow.
What were some of your thoughts about the game last night?
Well, first of all, it's always true that as the game goes on in extra innings like that, usually the visiting team gets a greater and greater advantage just because of how the teams use their bullpens. So, the home team uses its closer first and then its second best guy and so forth. We're usually on the road. The manager will hold off using his best guys until they get a lead. It was just crucial. I mean, the bullpen pitched nine shutout innings yesterday. This has been a bullpen that has struggled. Every one of those guys who came into the game and struggled at one point or another. And I really thought it was a big confidence builder. More than, the Posey home run was exciting and all that. But if you look a little deeper, I think the fact that these relievers all went out there, pitched shutout innings, some of them getting out of some deep trouble against some really, really good hitters. I think that's more than anything is what might help carry over into some coming games.
Yeah, it was definitely a marathon game last night, and it ended in wild fashion with Posey jamming it way up there almost onto the promenade. But a lot of questions. Where has this power surge come from, Henry? I mean, he changed his batting stance, or at least his front foot. Where has this power surge come from, Henry?
I don't know that he's made any changes, anything like that. I mean, Denard hit seven home runs in the second half last year. He has it in him. He just wasn't hitting, period, before he got hurt. And, you never know. I mean, you spend all that time rehabbing, and then you pick up a bat when you haven't picked one up for the first time. And all of a sudden you get back into your stance. Maybe you figured out something that you weren't doing right earlier on. I don't know if you play golf. I know that when I play golf, sometimes I hit my best shot on the first tee when I haven't played in a long time because, you forget all your bad habits. You just go out there and you grip it and rip it, or in my case, grip it and, hit it past the ladies' tee.
Sure, I got you.
I think there's some of that might be there, too. I mean, he's a good hitter. Mm-hmm. We saw it in the second half last year. If you look at Denard's second half numbers last year, the guy's got pop. And that's one of the reasons the Giants got him. And we saw it in the second half, and we're seeing it now.
Well, Henry Schulman with us of the Chronicle. Crawford is back. Spann is back. Things look a lot better getting Crawford back. I don't know. You talk about, the guy they can't do without. Boy, Crawford seems like he just anchors that infield, Henry.
Yeah, and, he hasn't hit either this year. I mean, he did before or after. He was really struggling. And, I mean, that's a bat they need. Remember, he led this team in RBIs last year. He was second in RBIs the year before. When you have a team that has an outfield that doesn't have any power and is really not producing for the most part, you need to pick it up somewhere else. And for the last 2 years, a lot of it has come from the shortstop. And they absolutely need that. But you're right about the infield. I mean, having Crawford gone, you not only lose his gold glove, but it starts this daisy chain of guys having to play out of position. And, I think that if you gave the front office of truth serum, they would tell you that Christian Arroyo is really not a shortstop. He's really more of a third baseman with the way he can play the game. And it helps the left side of the infield tremendously to have those two guys in the positions they should be in. Now, I'm not at the ballpark yet. I would be a little surprised to see Crawford in the lineup just because he played 17 innings yesterday coming off a leg injury that he said, he can still feel now and again. So be interesting to see the lineup coming up. But, yeah, I mean, Crawford is absolutely a key to this, to getting out of this morass.
Yeah, in fact, the first two games in Cincinnati, it was 17-3 Reds. Crawford in the lineup here at home, factor in the home field advantage, and it's 5-5 in the first two games here, splitting them apiece. Posey, you think he'd be in the lineup today after catching about 17 innings and 260-plus pitches?
Well, if he is, he'd be at first base. I suspect he might be off. I think one of the things, you know, the people just keep getting on Bochy for giving guys breaks. And they were all mad that a lot of fans were mad that Buster didn't play in the first game of the homestand after he hit three straight homers in New York. But, I mean, he played a full nine-inning game. He took a six-hour flight. This is a guy who's had back issues in the past, and he was rested last night. And the fact that he was rested enabled him to play 17 innings at that kind of high level behind the plate. So this is why you give guys rest, so they can do stuff like that. And I seriously doubt he'll catch today. We'll see. First base, I think, would be more likely.
Okay. Henry, the umpire last night, Tony Randazzo, really got hit last night. He's got a concussion. He's not going to be umpiring today. They brought in a replacement umpire for him today. Lester Rackley, I think, is his name. David Rackley, I'm sorry, will take his place. You've watched baseball a long time. I have, too. I don't think I've ever seen an umpire get hit that many times in a game.
Wow.
I've seen umpires take their fair share of blows, but that was just such a weird play where he got hit in the mask. We always used to joke about, when I played my little low level of baseball, we used to joke about having the catcher duck just to get back at the umpire by letting the ball hit him, and that's almost what it looked like. And I think what happened was Billy Hamilton squared around to bunt just in a way that made it impossible for Buster to see the ball. And I think Buster, out of self-preservation, put his head and glove down, and the ball just hit him, and he went down like a sniper got him. That's something that I really haven't ever seen before. I've seen catchers miss balls and have it hit the umpire. Never quite under that circumstance. Hope he's okay. I'm sure that just like a catcher, because of the risk of getting shots back there, I think they're going to be really careful with him.
Yeah, he had a concussion, so he's out for today. They have a new umpire coming in. Henry, what's the state of the team now? I talk about it. You got to get to 500. You know, got a ton of games to go. With the second wild card, the way baseball works today, I just think those numbers that we talk about from years ago of teams that can't make the playoffs and all that, I kind of throw them out the window. You get to 500, and you're in the mix.
Yeah, I heard the math that you guys were talking about before I came on the air. This time of year, it's May the 13th, I believe. I mean, you can't, if you're the Giants, you can't look at anything like that. I mean, you just have to go out and play ball games and try to win ball games.
Right.
And that's really all you can do at this point. Win two games in a row before you start talking about anything like, where you're going to be or whatnot. Now, the front office has a duty and an obligation to kind of look ahead and start thinking about, what are the scenarios in case we get to July and we're at this record, and what are we going to do? I'm sure that the front office is already having conversations with teams about what they will do. If the Giants decide they want to buy, if the Giants decide they need to sell, and all that. But for the team itself right now, it's really all about just going out there and trying to string a few good games together.
Henry, Matt Moore's just one second, Pat. Matt Moore on the road, his numbers are just atrocious on the road here at this ballpark. And, of course, Bruce Bochy says it. It's a pitcher's ballpark. What happens with Matt Moore on the road, though? Why the splits so dramatic?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't a bad road pitcher last year. I think it's probably more coincidence than anything else. I mean, I think the issue with Moore always was is now and probably always will be is that he has a little bit of funky mechanics, and sometimes those mechanics get out of whack. And when those mechanics get out of whack, he can't throw strikes. And he just loses it really quickly. And he can do that here just as well as he can do it there out on the road. And that's something that he's still young. He's still 27, 28 years old. That's something that he's going to have to fix. And I think it's, really something that really behooves the Giants to find a way to fix it, because the guy's got a tremendous arm. He's got tremendous stuff. And he could be a big, consistent winner in this game if he only learned how to avoid those blow-ups where he throws seven, eight, nine balls in a row.
Last time Giants won two in a row, Marty, Henry, April 9th and 10th. Last time they got two in a row. What's up with Hunter Pence? Is he dinged up, just needing a day's rest? What do you expect out of Hunter Pence? And they're going to have his bat today?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not at the at the ballpark yet. But, you know, he's been dinged up. I think the term the Boch used was nicked up. And he said it's been that way for a few days. And they, in very hockey-like fashion, Bochy was being vague about what it was, but you could see when I think he got a hit the other day, and when he got to first base, you could tell he grimaced. You could tell there was something up with him. It's obviously not something that is bad enough to keep him out for any length of time, because he's been playing through it. I think that's why yesterday, I think he wanted to give Christian Arroyo the day off, and instead gave Hunter the day off, because it must have gotten bad enough, whatever it is, a leg or hip, I don't know. It must have been bad enough that he really couldn't play. You know, right now he's a guy they need to get going. He's sort of at the point where Buster was a little bit before New York, where he's getting a few hits here and there, but he's not hitting for any kind of power at all. And they need that from Hunter Pence. They need it from a bunch of guys. They need to get more than one guy hot at the same time, and that's something they have not been able to do.
Well, and they got to pitch at home.
Yep.
They have to win at home. They're 6-15 on the road. Henry, we'll let you go on this one. Some images from last night. One was the Posey home run and his reaction. You know, we've seen the Buster hugs before, but this is one like Buster Posey got excited for himself last night. I thought it was classic. And the other one was, and I can't remember the last time I saw two bunts for hits back-to-back. In a game for the Giants, I thought those two images will last for a while for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Buster, I think that it was just, to me, it was a look of, oh, my God, I don't have to get in the squad anymore. That sort of look he gave right after he hit the ball. And, that's something that Nunez needs to do. I mean, the guy's got speed, and he's clearly not right at the plate. When he swings away, he hasn't been all year. He hasn't been making solid contact. This is a guy with no home runs, and I mean, he can hit home runs. I mean, he can hit doubles and triples, and he hasn't yet. So you do whatever you can, and you know, Ruggiano is a guy who's quick. I love that he did that. I was joking in the press box. That was a little bit before I left the game, that it would have been funny if those two guys bunted and then they just had Cueto swing away. And then he drops a really good bunt, and they get a run out of it. But, you know, typical of what's been going on with the Giants, they really should have had more than one run out of that. And for some reason, Span kept going to second base, even though Augie was telling him to stop at first. I think he thought the ball was going to go through. I don't think he saw that Ruggiano took an initial step back to the bag, and that ended up, I mean, think about it, 17 innings could have been avoided if you had first and third with one out, and you know, maybe Belt puts one in the air and they score an extra run.
I'll say this, 17 innings, and just listening to the broadcast, I know for John and Dave, they're exhausted.
Sure.
And Mike, I can imagine, because I was listening to the radio pretty much last night.
Yeah.
But did it bring to mind at all the rule of, you know, you go 12 innings and let's put a couple of runners on base? Did that cross your mind at all, Henry?
Nah. It's that'll never happen in the majors. I mean, even Manfred said it's not going to happen in the majors. I mean, the idea behind that is to save pitchers in the minors. Nowadays, they treat pitchers in the minors, you know, like they're glass. You can only go this many pitches. They have it on a schedule. And what they don't want is they don't want the pitchers to have to throw more innings and get hurt, and they certainly don't want position players to come out and pitch. But, I mean, this is the major leagues. You know, you go out there, you play a ball game. And, I think the more intriguing idea for Major League Baseball that I've heard rattled around the last couple of weeks is, you know, let them have ties, just like they used to in football. And I know that that wouldn't make a lot of people happy, but it would be kind of funny to, you know, maybe after 14 innings, the game is just tied. And then at the end of the year, you'll have teams that are like, 90, 68, and 4. You know, and it just behooves you to try and win that extra game so you get into the, you know, win the division.
Well, Marty's talking about putting runners on in extra innings. Henry's talking about ties. I'm talking about letting them have greenies today. That may help today's game.
Yeah, for all you children listening out there, I do not endorse that.
No. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Did you have fun after about the 14th inning? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Did it sound
like
fun?
No, I actually went home. I actually went home early, mainly because I knew I was working today and I wanted to get some sleep.
Me too.
And, you know, that didn't work out for me all too well. So
no, but, you know, did it sound like the broadcast was fun? Were the players having fun? The Seagulls were having fun?
No, the players
were nobody in the park.
Players at that point.
Yeah.
The players at that point aren't having fun. The players at that point are not having fun.
So maybe.
They want it. They want to go home.
Mike Kruko was having fun in the postgame wrap, let me tell you.
Yeah, after they won.
Yeah, I know. As the FCC, we'll let them know.
He didn't hurt a soul. Trust me. Yeah. Trust me.
All right. Henry, thanks for taking the time. I'll see you shortly. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Henry.
All right. You bet.
All right. That's Henry Schulman. Very good. I appreciate him taking the time. We were all up late last night.